Report: Schiff hires another Russian investigator for probe into Donald Trump. By Penny Star on March 7, 2019. Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, is adding another assistant United States attorney in the criminal division of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York in the House Intelligence Committee's probe into President Donald Trump. Schiff, who became chairman of the committee after Democrats took back the House majority, tapped Daniel Noble, co-chief of the Complex Frauds and Cybercrime Unit at the Manhattan office, unnamed sources told Bloomberg News. They declined to be named because the move hasn't been made public yet, Bloomberg reported. Noble, who has deep experience in cybercrime, worked with Goldman to convict Mikhail Zemlyansky in 2015 of racketeering, insurance fraud and securities fraud. Zemlyansky ran a Russian-American criminal ring that perpetrated a $100 million no-fault auto scheme, according to prosecutors. Known as Russian Mike, Zemlyansky is a Ukrainian native. His 36-person ring mainly comprised of people of Russian-American descent. They included 10 doctors and 3 lawyers who sold out their professions for lucrative bribes to rubber-stamp bogus crash treatments and claims, insurancefraud.org reported. The hire comes just days after Breitbart News reported Schiff hired Daniel Goldman, who worked with Noble on the Zemlyansky case. He left the U.S. Attorney's Office in 2017 to become a legal analyst on NBC and MSNBC, where he regularly accused President Donald Trump of committing crimes to win the presidential election. Goldman is also a fellow at the George Soros-funded Brennan Center for Justice, with offices in New York City and Washington, D.C. Schiff's investigations of Trump are not limited to his committee chairmanship. On Thursday, he reintroduced legislation that would alert Congress if the president pardons any individuals tied to investigations into himself or family members, according to The Hill. While Schiff introduced the legislation last year, his new push comes amid reports that representatives for Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, may have spoken about a pardon with attorneys for the president, The Hill reported. The president has a broad power to confer pardons, but not when they are designed to insulate himself, his family and his associates from criminal investigation, Schiff said in a statement about the abuse of the Pardon Prevention Act. Such an abuse of the pardon power would amount to obstruction of justice and is not countenanced by the Constitution. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.